The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So today I thought I would talk about belonging. So it's a time of year where there can be this feeling of goodwill towards all beings. It can also be a time of stress and hurrying and trying to find the right gift or parking space or something. And it can also be a time of loneliness and alienation when we don't feel like we're part of the festivities. I spent much of my life feeling like I didn't belong, and the holidays can really accentuate that. So one of my very favorite holiday shows is The Grinch. Being different, he was made fun of in his youth, and feeling rejected, he withdrew to a mountaintop. And at Christmas time, he gets very angry because everyone else seems to be having a good time without him. So he decides to steal all their stuff, all their decorations and their presents. He thinks he's going to ruin Christmas for them. And then from high on the mountain, he hears the sounds of the people in the town gathered to sing in the true spirit of the holidays, with kindness and caring and a sense of community. And they realize that the holidays are not just about decorations and presents. It's about being together with a sense of belonging. So then a little girl with her kind heart reaches out to include him, and the rest of the town welcomes him in. And his heart begins to expand, they say, three times its contracted size. He transforms from being an alienated, rejected, left out person to feeling included. And his heart naturally begins to move from stinginess to generosity. So when we feel that we belong, our hearts naturally open with generosity. When we feel connected to people, we want them to be happy. And that's one of the foundations of our practice, metta, offering loving kindness to ourselves and others. But so often people find it difficult to offer metta to themselves. We don't feel worthy of our own love and affection. And then we aren't open to receiving it from others. So I don't know about you, but I can be surrounded by people who care about me but still feel alone. Because if I don't feel lovable, I'm not open to receiving it from others. So part of our practice is to care enough about ourselves so that we can let in the kindness from others, which will in turn help us feel a sense of belonging, and our hearts will open in generosity. And one of the reasons we feel we don't belong is because we are disconnected from ourselves. Often we have split off parts of us that have been rejected by others. And we, in turn, reject these parts of ourselves. And then we try to change ourselves so that others will like us, so that we'll fit in. But there's a big difference between fitting in and belonging. In the words of Brené Brown, belonging is the innate human desire to be part of something larger than us. Because this yearning is so primal, We often try to acquire it by fitting in and by seeking approval, which are not only hollow substitutes for belonging, but often barriers to it, because true belonging only happens when we present our authentic, imperfect selves to the world. Our sense of belonging can never be greater than our level of self-acceptance. So every time we cut off a part of us and make it unacceptable, we become fragmented and less whole. We stop belonging to ourselves. And so we never feel that we belong anywhere. If we want to feel that we belong in relationship with others, we must first belong inside of ourselves. And when we feel really connected within, then we will belong everywhere. So with mindfulness, loving kindness, and self-compassion, we can meet these parts of ourselves we've exiled and reintegrate them back into wholeness. This is a gradual process of befriending ourselves. So first we explore what we've pushed aside and rejected, and then developing tolerance for the discomfort of feeling these parts that we've shunned or others have shunned, allowing these parts to be here and finally befriending them, these aspects of ourself. So it's like a visitor who comes to your house when a rejected part of you comes to the door for your attention and knocks for you to turn towards it. You might at first just yell through the door, go away, right? I don't want to feel that pain. I don't want to feel that part of myself that feels unloved. So, but then you can look through the peephole and maybe it doesn't look quite as scary. And so you might be brave and let this part of yourself in. And you get comfortable with it being here, being inside of yourself. And eventually you invite it to sit with you and ask how it's feeling. So imagining that each part of yourself that was found unacceptable was like a small child that you locked into a dark room. Imagine how it would feel, very afraid and lonely. That's how parts of us can feel. Just like the Grinch, the rejected parts who are sad and afraid, feeling abandoned and wanting our attention, wanting to be loved. So I'm just going to lead us in a little meditation on belonging. So just closing your eyes and sitting quietly for a minute and seeing if there are parts of you that are wanting your attention. Parts of you that maybe you have deemed unlikable, unacceptable. Can you open the door of your heart and let them in? Invite them to sit with you and listen. Listen to how they're feeling. Can you hold them with love and compassion? Perhaps saying that you're sorry for rejecting them. Letting them know you're here now and they are loved. They belong. You belong. The Buddha said that you are as worthy of love as any other being. So seeing if your heart can be open to receiving this. And then expanding this metta to include everyone here. And then expanding it out into our community, the world, knowing that we belong to everything else in the cosmos. Just taking a moment to think about what a miracle it is that we are here now, thinking back through generations of ancestors, back to the first human, before that to the first mammals and sea creatures, one-celled organisms. And realizing that every one of our ancestors, from the first one-celled creature to your present self, survived to care for the next generation. How miraculous is that? And then going further back to the formation of our planet 4.5 billion years ago, back to the beginning of our solar system, the formation of our galaxy, where the minerals in our bodies were formed, back to the beginning of the universe, over 14 billion years ago, when all energy and matter was contained in a singular point before exploding outward to create our universe. So knowing ourselves as one connected, interdependent, sacred unity. And then retracing our steps back to Earth, envisioning this beautiful blue planet from above, as seen by the first astronauts who wrote, "Suddenly, from behind the rim of the moon, in long, slow-motion moments of immense majesty, there emerges a sparkling blue and white jewel, a light, delicate sky blue sphere laced with slowly swirling veils of white, rising gradually like a small pearl in a thick sea of black mystery. It takes more than a moment to fully realize this is Earth, home." So feeling at home here on this Earth, connected by ancestry to everything, water, soil, and rock, plants, and animals. So there's an ancient Mahayana Buddhist story about the god Indra. And the realm of the god Indra is a vast net, a web of life that stretches infinitely in all directions. And at each crossing of the net is a single, brilliant, perfect jewel. Each jewel reflects every other jewel, infinite in number. And pulling on any thread affects all the jewels. Whatever affects one affects all. So we can never be separate. All is part of interbeing. So bow into the interbeing of each of us as jewels in this net of the cosmos that extends back to the beginning of time and forward into the future. May we feel our belonging, that we are never separate, and through this belonging, may we expand our hearts in generosity to include all beings. Thank you for your practice. Namaste.